Green energy ideas are usually looked at for their end results and their intended benefits. However, the path from step one to the hoped-for conclusion isn't always an easy one. Case in point, electric cars. Even as their maximum distance performance increases, a source of electricity to get you back from a destination is needed and not always easy to access. My first guest this week is here to talk about how an amenity he offers through his business is addressing this whole situation. He is the owner of the Wooden Duck Bed and Breakfast in Andover Township, New Jersey, Jason Jerome. Good morning, Jason.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me on.
And let me give you the website for the Wooden Duck Bed and Breakfast is woodenduckinn.com. And you can learn more about the amenities that they offer, the rooms, and the if you ever wanted to travel someplace for serenity and tranquility, well, first and foremost, Sussex County is the best place to go, and Wooden Duck is one of the class operations to rest your head after you do all the traveling and touring and all the other fun stuff in Sussex County. But as I mentioned, Jason, you wanted to offer a rather different amenity for the people who stay at the Wooden Duck, and you installed a charging station. Talk about what that all entailed.
Well, we are actually a select registry inn. Basically what that is, we're a member of a elite group of inns across the country, and we had the opportunity to participate in one of their programs that they offered. They worked together with Tesla's destination charging program to help us bring the Tesla charging station to our inn. What we actually do is we don't just have a Tesla charging station also. We have a universal charging station, so you can not just only charge Tesla vehicles, but you can also charge vehicles like the Chevy Volt and the Nissan Leaf and things like that here as well.
What was it that made you decide to do this? Did you see a lot of customers, people staying, guests with electric cars, or was it just an idea that, you know, here's a great way to further promote your business and here's my bad pun for the morning, increase traffic in your place?
That's very funny. Well, actually, both things. You know, we do see a lot of people more and more actually coming through with electric vehicles. And since we've put it on, we've been getting a tremendous number of calls from people who are just electric vehicle fanatics that, you know, just want to come by. So we're seeing people like that. And we're also, one of the benefits of this Tesla program is that they actually are programming these destination places, including ourselves, right into their computer, so when the, people are traveling with a Tesla vehicle and they're looking for a site, they just say, show the locations near me, and we pop up. And that not only can they just stop by for a charge, but they can also you know, stay overnight and charge for free with us.
Is this something that you're offering just for guests, or if someone has an electric car, that you in a way become their fuel station?
Yeah, basically become their gas station, as long as we're available. And, you know, we're not, you know, we are a B&B, so we occasionally go out grocery shopping and things right. like that. But, you know, as long as we're available, people generally call, you know, call us up and say, you know, can I bring my car over to charge it? And, you know, we're just charging basically a nominal fee. We did run into one problem that with the electric company, depending on the type of charger you're using, there can be some surcharges. But, you know, as long as you keep the charger at a kind of a standard rate and don't do a high-speed charge, then it's really a nominal fee. I mean, between $2 and $6 to charge your vehicle, which is really nominal. So we're not, you know, we're not charging guests at all here for their charge. But if somebody just comes in, you know, we charge maybe between $6 and $12 or at most $15 if they're doing a really long charge with us.
So with Jason Jerome, owner of the Wooden Duck Bed and Breakfast in Andover Township, New Jersey, woodenduckinn.com on the web, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. So what does this recharge station look like in size and shape? Is it similar to maybe a gas pump, for example?
Well, yeah, it's actually even kind of smaller than that. It just hangs on the wall with a long hose. It's like got a 24-foot-long cable. It's actually in our parking lot. We've created a little area for the electric vehicles to park. There's two different charging stations. One's called the Cross Creek Charger, and the other one's the Tesla Charger. And both of them, again, were provided by Tesla through the special program with Select Registry. But they're very tiny, very small units. The biggest, you know, challenge was the electric service. Since we are a B&B and we have 10 rooms here, several central air conditioners and things like that within the building, we really didn't have enough electrical power to supply to those chargers. So what we had to do was actually get a second line, a second 200 amp service. I think most people would probably be able to add one of these chargers to their house. If, you know, if they bought a Tesla vehicle, you'd be able to add a 40 amp circuit breaker to the house. But in our case, we added a whole nother 200 amp service. We have an 80 amp charger for the Tesla, and we have a 40 amp charger for the Universal cars. It's just a small little box, hangs on a little plaque out in our parking lot, and they can just drive right up and charge from it.
I was surprised to find that there's actually, because although the range of the electric cars have increased significantly since their early days, drivers, they have what they call range anxiety, meaning that's okay. It's not like when your car runs out of gas, you can hoof it down to the gas station with a gas can and bring some gas back to get you at least to someplace. If your electric car runs out of electricity, where are you going to go short of waiting for a flatbed?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? We've run into that. We've actually had phone calls from people, even with the Tesla. The Tesla, depending on the model, you can get over 200 miles on a charge on some of the Tesla cars. The Chevy Volt and things like that, they're a little bit lower, but they have a gas backup that allow you to go a little bit further. But we've had calls from people saying, look, I know I'm not going to make it to the next supercharger, so can I stop and charge for 2 hours so that I can get to that supercharger station and do a quick charge somewhere else. So, yeah, it's definitely an issue with some people regarding the actual range anxiety that you were talking about.
I noticed, too, and I read somewhere that this is really just part of a direction that the Wooden Duck has taken. You really have looked for various ways to go green. And, you know, have you been surprised as a business owner in this industry, by, specifically, of all the things that traditionally is done that can be done differently but equally as beneficial for your clientele but still green?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we've actually even stayed at places before we purchased the inn. We've stayed at a couple of places. Like, for instance, we stayed at a place in Aruba that gave us the idea to, since they have desalination plants there and it was difficult even to get water, I mean, since we're using, a lot of water here at our facility for our guests, we figured that it would be a much better idea to use a natural water supply and provide them with water bottles. So we're actually in the process of ordering water bottles for guests so that we're not putting so much plastic into the environment for plastic water bottles. We're also refraining from using chemicals on the lawn. We're doing a lot of mulching of the lawn as opposed to putting, you know, chemical fertilizers. Sussex County is a beautiful area up here, and we want to try to do our best to preserve, you know, the environment and the streams and things like that around here. And adding chemicals and fertilizers and things like that to the streams and the water flow is just not something that we want to do. We came up here to live one with nature and not just run a business, but also, support the environment here. And we're trying to use a little bit better soaps as well, trying to do, you know, single loads of laundry when we can to decrease the amount of things that we're doing, encourage our guests to, you know, reuse towels as opposed to just throwing them on the floor and us having to wash them every single day. You know, everybody can pitch in, not just us, so our guests can help out as well.
The Wooden Duck is located at 140 Goodale Road, Andover Township. Bed and breakfast, 10 rooms, private bathrooms, common pool, caters to a variety of guests, and as you can assume now, electric cars as well. And get rid of that distance and that range anxiety that you can be made, set free of thanks to the amenities offered by the Wooden Duck Inn Bed and Breakfast, woodenduckinn.com. On the web, we've been joined this morning by their owner, Jason Jerome. Jason, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.